A Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send us a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll respond. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Cody underscore Stutes, at XO Holly, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. I'm sure I could think of a few more if I needed to.
At ESPN 975. Did you say that one already?
Yeah, we don't need to do that. They have enough friends.
At SportsMap HOU.
Yeah, you can always follow us at SportsMap HOU also for all the great content that Cody is shamelessly self-promoting here. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Cody Stutes, Holly Seymour filling in for AJ. He'll be back Friday. Tomorrow, it's the Boss and the Gloss filling in, hopefully from Wildcat Golf Club. But as I'm sure you know by now, the weather is not supposed to be pleasant tomorrow. So if we wind up having to push the golf tournament back, it'll be June 19th. Just check in the morning. Hopefully the weather people are wrong. Because sometimes they are. Sometimes just like I'm wrong about horses. Sometimes the weathermen are wrong. And weather people, I guess. That's probably sexist of me to say weatherman. Since apparently you can't be an owner of a franchise anymore.
I think they're meteorologists now.
Oh, so even the ones that wear like the really tight cut dresses with the slit in the side of
it's
the
it's for clicks and views.
Okay, I'm just asking. So technically, the hottie is a meteorologist.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we've been really sportsy the first hour, so I wanted to mix it up a little bit. By the way, tonight Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis and the Hall of Fame with Booker T. So plenty of good content after this show is over. But I heard something on the radio and I decided to look it up and see if it was right, and I found a study. And I wanted to ask this to Holly. We're going to do a little quiz.
Oh, no.
And in this study, 60% of women say that there is one thing in a man that they want above all else.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm just kind of curious what your answer to this is, and then I'm going to tell you what I think.
What do I want in a man?
Number one thing, the most important thing.
Stability.
What?
Stability?
I don't want to say financial stability.
Okay. Money.
All right. So
Like you got to have a career and you have to have
financial stability is number one for you. Okay, I'm going to say this. You're not a liar.
Okay.
The 60% that answered this are complete bleeping liars, and okay. I'm going to tell you why. Okay. The number one thing, I want a man who makes me laugh.
Yeah, I can make myself laugh. I don't need that.
Yeah, because I have some facts to back this up based on observations, and I probably should have brought this up with Barry yesterday. So who has hotter wives, comedians or NASCAR drivers?
NASCAR drivers.
Okay, who has hotter wives, comedians or athletes?
Athletes.
Any sport, golf, soccer, you name it, right?
Yep.
Hotter wives, comedians or actors?
Actors.
How about this? Comedians or really rich, fat, white dudes who run the mafia?
Really rich, yeah. Fat, white dudes run the mafia.
So how is it that 60% of women want men who make them laugh when comedians are funnier than all those guys? I'm just curious.
Yeah, you're right. They're all liars, and I'm not shallow, but now that your study just came out, they're making me feel shallow. But no,
shallow. No, there's no question.
That's a great quality. Yeah, of course, I don't want a boring person, but when I'm like, I don't know, that's not...
That's okay. If he's...
Grown.
If he's rich, it doesn't really matter.
No, I mean...
Hey, at least you're honest. At least you're honest.
If he has enough money, he can just... take you to a comedy show. Probably go see Barry.
And make my popcorn. I don't even have to make my own popcorn. Like, It'll be great.
No, rich guy's not going to do that for you.
No.
No, yeah, he's, we'll pay somebody to make popcorn for us.
There you go. Hey, at least, you know what? At least you're honest, because most people, no, that's so important. And I'm looking around going, you know, I know a lot of very funny people. And they're not pulling Jeff Gordon's wife or Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s or fill in the blank golfer or Tiger Woods on a Tuesday. So,
Tiger Woods on a Tuesday.
I just find that curious.
Okay.
So
that was a good one. I was getting nervous.
Also, if we were taking, like, you couldn't even take a wager on Holly having said that money was what she wanted, right? Like, that wasn't on the board to be available to be bet on, right?
Actually, it would have been second favorite to me.
What would you have said would have been her most likely answer?
Just really hot dude.
But I'm a chubby chaser. I don't even really like hot dudes. I'm a chubby chaser. Like, I like big boys that are not usually attractive.
You're backtracking now. It's pretty pathetic.
I'm just being honest.
In fact, you're backpedaling faster than your damn Eagles cornerbacks.
So that was a burn. Give me that, though. That was pretty good. That was
so you're
good.
Telling me that if you'd watched the boxing match Saturday night, you would have preferred Andy Ruiz to Anthony Joshua.
Okay, I don't like that guy. He's scary looking. I don't want that guy. I'm just saying. Vince Vaughn, like, I like him. He's hot to me. Like,
Vince
not
Vaughn,
fat.
Also rich,
well,
by
no,
the way.
You know, rich, he's fat.
Rich
you know,
actor.
He's fat. Exactly.
Rich
so,
actor.
If anybody knows Vince Vaughn, hello. It's fine. So I like fatter Adam Sandler. But he's too skinny now for me.
Also rich.
Yes.
Has been rich
makes
for
like
a long time.
I'm trying to think of somebody poor or fat.
You're not going to find it, because then you would be lying.
Right, exactly.
So there you go.
Hey, I'm ready to talk sports again. No, just kidding.
No, I mean, you'll go for the mob boss with all the money.
I just want somebody that's like stable. You need stability in your life, and the main part of stability is being financially stable, and that goes for a man. I would expect a man to want that out of his woman too. You want some. You don't want a loser just because she's like hot. You don't want some lame chick who. No, I'm not even gonna put out people's jobs because that's not my business to judge people. But like, you don't. Do you want an Instagram model that's at home and doesn't do anything?
Yeah.
What about not? Yeah. What about one of the busted ones that has like 4,000 followers like me and doesn't have like. 100K, like, come on.
I mean,
you wouldn't rather have a wife that actually makes money. She sells like flat tummy tea, and you'd rather that than have like a wife that's a go getter, and like you guys are combining your incomes, and boom.
I'm not
you're,
checking
like,
her 401K from the bedroom. Okay,
you're crazy. I'm checking 401Ks, credit, all that.
If an Instagram model may have 400,000 followers or a million followers, the only reason people are following them is for hot pictures. That's it.
Yeah,
no other reason.
Yeah, not for their inspirational motivation Monday.
Yeah, did you see the one who like she had to sell 36? She had millions of followers and she had to sell 36 books, and she wasn't able to do it because nobody's there to read her book. They're there to look at her breasts.
Hey, do you guys know what the new thing is too? By the way, since we're on this whole Instagram that kind of topic, would you send pictures of your feet for money?
Yeah.
Like for people to
Venmo you. If someone wanted to pay money to see pictures of my feet.
We were talking about that earlier, and like I've done my friend does that, and I was like, you know what? That's so
much
easier.
Did you hear it, Erin? Did you hear the slip where she almost said I've done that?
Okay, look, foot fetishes aren't as creepy as I used to think they were, and it's way better for a guy to say send me a picture of your feet than send me a nude. Oh hell yeah! I'm like sitting at home with my feet kicked up. Yeah, here, sure, take a
and you just
of
go sockless and all right on the first picture. Wow.
Dude, that's a good teaser. I'm about to use that. Sock and then slowly take the sock off and wiggle my toes around.
Holly's going to be in a missing persons case here in a few.
I know.
Hey, you guys could tweet at me. I'll give you my Cash App. I'll send a toe picture.
As the creative director, I want a little cut of this.
Yeah, you kind of have emerged as an agent here since you...
Yeah, I'm a foot agent.
Yeah.
This is great.
No, it's not because I hate feet. And
I used to have a weird thing about them too. I used to think feet fetishes were creepy until one time I met this guy and totally turned everything around for the feet thing for me. And now it's whatever, and people pay for that.
Now every like fat financially stable listener is texting the show. So shocker. And no, Joshua, I was not calling Barry's wife ugly. I was saying I wanted Barry's take on that because he hangs out with comedians.
I feel like most comedians like are not no, locked down.
My point is they're funny.
Yeah.
And you want somebody funny? That's who you should go to.
I think funny helps you for the one night situation, whereas like it may not help you for the long multiple visit situation.
Trust me, you're with somebody long enough, they don't find your jokes very funny anymore. Even if, you know, I might come on and say something on air that a lot of people think is funny, and I get home and try the same thing, and it's like,
Oh, I thought you were talking about AJ not thinking you're funny.
Oh, well, he doesn't think I'm funny. That doesn't matter.
AJ doesn't think anybody's funny.
And now everybody wants applications for where to send feet pics.
This is great.
Why do I have a feeling we're going to walk out of here on a Friday night and the lights in the TV studio are going to be on and somebody's going to be using it for lighting?
And there's going to be a sock hanging.
Oh man! So you're gonna become a foot model. That's just wonderful. Yeah,
I do have cute toes. Do you guys want to see them?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Fred really wants to see them.
No, I do not. I do not like feet. I don't care how cute they are. And you probably have them painted the same color as those.
No,
screaming
I always
nails.
Go with white toes.
And that's who cares? Just saying. Well, apparently a lot of people do on the text line. I do not. Let's squeeze Boosh on real quick. What's up, Boosh?
Hey, sports boys.
Sports, what's up, man?
And girl, sports.
Hey, nothing much. Hey, so I want to add one thing that women also, like, they say doesn't matter, but it really does, is they like tall dudes, right? Women love tall guys.
Yeah.
Financially stable fat guy, I'm here to tell Holly I make her laugh every single day of the week just by looking at my feet.
Thank you, Bush. This is great.
Yeah, see, I don't know if they buy the tall thing either. So they want handsome, because I can just tell you, I got the tall going. I got the financially stable going. I kind of think I'm funny sometimes. I think I got all that going, but I'm not a handsome. So it doesn't matter.
I don't want a handsome guy. Then everybody's going to look at my man. I don't need everybody looking at him.
Somebody says you should start a website called meetmyfeet.com.
Ooh, can we put something on that?
I guarantee that's already been taken.
I'm not Googling it. Hold on, I'm Googling it right now.
I'm not Googling it on a company website, but I'm guaranteeing that's
been taken. Meet Feet, what is it, meet? Meetmyfeet.com.
Oh, no.
This is going to be great.
936 didn't like my comparison. He didn't think it was fair. He says you're comparing comedians at a low level to rich athletes and actors. How about Kevin Hart's wife or Jim Carrey? Guess what? Those guys are actors now. They're movie stars. They're beyond comedy.
Ew, Jim Carrey's. Bleh.
And now people are going to DM you their fat ass. So congratulations. You've brought this on yourself.
Throw your toes in.
All right, so listen, you guys who are going to do this, you probably need some help with your, you know what? That's why you need to go to 4hims.com. And this place is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, all for men. And I got some news for you. Over 25% of new ED cases are guys under 40. And it can happen for a lot of reasons. You get overweight, you get stressed, and one day it's just like, this isn't working for me. Well, go to 4hims.com. They're going to connect you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED. And the cool thing is, don't go to the gas station and get one of those things. You can get real medicine from real doctors. No waiting room, no awkward in-person visits, no lines. You could save hours. Just go to 4hims.com. It is so easy. All you have to do is answer a few quick questions and chat with a doctor for a confidential review. And the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that simple. And if you got hair loss, it can help with that as well. Skin care, you name it. And it's all right there online. And guess what they're going to do? You can try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/fred5. That's FORHIMS.com/FRED5. 4hims.com/fred5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Holly Seymour, Cody Stutes filling in today. Here's, I think, a pretty good text that will transition us into our next subject. Although, first, Joshua says it was a joke. I thought it was humorous considering the conversation. Actually, Joshua is a really good tweeter. When there's no context for the people who, like, if Barry's not listening, then no, it's not funny. It just kind of comes off as, what the hell? So
comes off as like tattletale almost.
Well, yeah, it didn't work. So, you know, you have to put things in context. So it was funny to you, but it's not going to be funny to anybody else who doesn't know what we're talking about. All right, what's more believable, that Holly likes chubby guys or people that think the Eagles might have a chance to win it in the NFC East next year?
Is this from a Cowboys fan? Gotta be, because only somebody would talk some smack like that, some stupidity.
Well, I don't know. What's more likely? What's
first off, the Eagles will win the NFC East this year, so everybody needs to calm down.
There's no way you like fat guys. There's no way. Just
you
0%.
Guys must not know my fake boyfriend.
0%.
Like
fake boyfriend, of course. Yeah, I got to tell you, nobody's buying this. But
okay, when y'all see me out, no, I'm just kidding.
Well, we're transitioning here into the odds. Who should be the 2019 NFL MVP favorite? And I'm gonna throw you some numbers out there, and I want you guys to tell me too high, too low. These were FanDuel odds. Pat Mahomes, your defending MVP, plus 600.
Ooh. I know you said too high, too low, but can I go just about right?
Maybe so.
Yeah, I kind of really like that.
I do too, although I think there's going to be a little regression this year. But he could regress and still be MVP again. I don't think there's going to be 50 touchdowns again.
Yeah, it's hard to... You're not going to come back from a season like what he just came off of. That's going to be very, very difficult. I'd be surprised. So, yeah, I see him regressing a little bit.
Especially with Kareem Hunt gone, and we don't know what's up with Tariq Hill. That's two really good weapons that he had. So, yeah. I still like the guy. As long as Andy Reid's his coach, he's going to put up numbers.
Yeah.
Plus 900, Andy Luck.
Ooh, I like that. That might be too low. They're going to get so much love going into this season. Like they're going to be the AFC South favorites. They might be the trendy AFC championship game pick against the Patriots. They're going to have so much love this year.
I love their head coach, and I kind of had gave up on Andrew Luck, and he totally proved me wrong. So I felt really stupid last season, so I'm not going to go against that.
The only thing that would concern me, and I agree, I think that's too high, is what if he gets hurt again? I mean, and he made it through the whole season last year, but I mean, that's one in the last four. So remember, when you're betting on MVP, you're betting the guy's going to finish the season because, you know,
true.
Carson Wentz might have won one if he hadn't have broken down.
Oh, I'm not betting with Carson Wentz.
Drew Brees, plus 1,000. Same as Tom Brady. I'm probably passing on both those guys.
I think the NFL is sort of done with the Lifetime Achievement Award MVPs. Yeah.
His numbers, Breeze's numbers continue to kind of decline. They become more of a running team. I don't think he can put up the kind of numbers to win MVP. Brady, I could still see him doing it, but I also think at some point for both of those guys, just like I'd be concerned about Andrew Luck getting hurt again, at some point old guys fade, and they fade fast.
And Drew Brees would fade probably before Tom Brady, so.
That's because Brady's on PEDs, but. Would you be shocked? Come on.
I wouldn't.
Aaron Rodgers plus 1,200. I'm off the Aaron Rodgers bandwagon.
Yeah, he has nothing left to help him. I mean, I love him. I really do. He'll always be one of my favorites, but I think it's. I don't want to say anything bad because it's Aaron Rodgers, but yeah, I'm not rolling with that. I was going to say, I think his time's kind of...
His time started falling apart when he started getting high-profile girlfriends.
And especially, well, if he would have got a fat girl, but especially because he doesn't have really any good weapons anymore. His team's kind of in a shambles, that locker room and everything. He doesn't have the best to work with, so...
Baker Mayfield plus 1,500. Boy, everybody's on that Browns bandwagon.
Oh, it's incredible. It's a runaway train at this point. Everybody's jumping on the Browns bandwagon.
It looks real pretty, but you also have a lot. I'm a little sketch about that. I still don't see them winning, more than like six games. I don't.
Second-year quarterback, first-time head coach, Odell Beckham on the team.
Too much personality on the team. Look who's on the other side of Odell.
Yeah, Jarvis Landry, that's true.
You got a whole... And what they think that's going to work out. I hate LSU. Blech. Yeah, you get a Jalen Mills on your team and tell me how much you like LSU after that. Okay? That's all I'm going to say on that.
Carsenio Wentz, plus 1,600.
Who picked me first? Yeah, that's not going to happen, okay, Carson Wentz? I really hope he does stay healthy, but I'm not counting on that, and I'm not placing any bets on anybody with injuries like that right now.
All right, now we're getting into some places where I see value. Phillip Rivers, plus 2,200.
Oh, my. That is juicy.
Again, a guy who could fall apart at any time, but he had a really good year last year. The Chargers could very well win that division. And I could see him being a candidate.
That's juicy. I like that.
Here's
getting Hunter Henry back too?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Didn't he play? I heard Stephen A. Smith say he played for him last
year. Well, that was your first pick.
Okay. Here's another one I like. Russell Wilson plus 1,600. I always think that...
That team is only Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and guess what? They win 10 or 11 games, and he puts up numbers. Here's some other value, I think. Matt Ryan, plus 2,800.
Matty Ice.
At some point, they're going to start learning how to score in the red zone, and when they do, he's already won an MVP. So, Deshaun is plus 2,500, in case you're curious.
You want to bet on that one?
No. No. Matt Ryan is an interesting one because the touchdowns will be there. The interceptions will be low. But, like, is the team going to be any good? Like, that's going to be one of those where, like, the stats are good enough, but, like, the team's going to keep him from being in the conversation.
And, see, I think that division is going to be pretty good this year because I like what Tampa's done. I think they're going to be better. I kind of think Carolina's going to be better. I think
they stink.
No, I think they're going to be better.
I'm not on the hype train right now.
That quarterback can't even throw right now. He couldn't throw before his shoulder got hurt. Now he can't. Now his shoulder's hurt.
Mm. Okay.
We're all going in on the Panthers. We're like,
what the Panthers do to all of us? Who's the first non-quarterback?
I also think Christian McCaffrey's going to have a monster year for that team. And that's a big if, but if Newton's healthy, they're going to put up points and their defense is going to be good.
What is Zeke at?
Zeke is at plus 5,000. Mm. Christian McCaffrey at plus 5,000.
What about Alvin Kamara?
Plus 3,300.
Oh, that seems... That's not enough. That's not juicy enough.
How about Jimmy Garoppolo? Plus
4,000.
No.
Ooh. He doesn't have to have Mahomes this year. The 49ers just have to be a playoff team? Like, that's... I mean, that's a big ask, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still not sold totally on Jimmy.
Where's Aaron Donald?
Not on the list.
Damn.
Oh, no, I take it back. Plus 4,000.
Mm.
Not high enough for me because I was looking at the very bottom where you have Kirk Cousins plus 5,000, David Johnson plus 6,600, and Mitchell Trubisky plus 6,600.
Oh, gosh. Those aren't even worth, like, wasting a dollar on
the flyer. Half of the city of Chicago would bet with Trubisky, though.
I think Trubisky's going to have a breakout year, but I don't know if it's going to be MVP-type stuff.
What would it take for Donald to do it? Like, just single-season sack record?
I think it's impossible because...
For a defensive player?
If J.J. Watt couldn't do it the year that he had, and Aaron Rodgers had a really good year for a quarterback, but, you know, I just don't think it's possible.
I hate the defense doesn't get love like that.
Nobody likes defense.
I do.
Defense is boring and fascist.
Whatever.
It is. It tries to stifle creativity. That's what defense does. I'm not a fan of that. I like people being creative, and I like big plays, and I like offense. And basically, defense is communist Russia.
Dang, I'm a communist then.
Yeah, you need to move to Cuba.
Speaking of communist Russia, have you seen Chernobyl?
Oh, gosh.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Fred!
I've been telling people it's on my DVR, but I really have to be in the mood for a disaster show, and I'm just not right now.
Okay.
So, and I've got a couple other things I'm binging. I'm watching, I'm catching up on Animal Kingdom, and I've still got to watch Luther, and I've been watching Good Omens. I'm just kind of full right now, so. And they're all kind of fun. Except for Luther. So I'm not really in the mood for disaster yet, but I'll watch it at some point. Wow, Tacitus is 9-5 for the Belmont? Yeah, that's no good. It's not going to get me any money. How dare they? All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, Doug.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And that music means it's time for Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist. You might know him better now as host of Houston Sports Show, because that thing's growing fast. And he has his own theme song, which is pretty awesome. I think if I had a theme song, it'd be something like "It's Raining Men," and people would. What's up, man?
That's a hell of an introduction there, Brad.
So, hey, first off, I know you had our buddy Travis Whitmire on the show Sunday night and talked about what they're doing, and that's just a cool thing that they're doing. Really appreciate you having him on, man.
Oh yeah, no, like as soon as I got word that they were doing that, I was like, hey, man, that needs as much publicity and applause as they can get. You know, they're not doing it for that at all, and weren't seeking it. It's still something that really jumps out. And I mean, I'm sure everybody listening to me now probably has already heard it, but it's pretty impressive when you, and I even said, oh, okay, they're giving away their profits for June from in-house sales to Camp Hope. And no, not profits. Everything that's sold and bought, period. So that's above and beyond, and obviously it's a great cause. I mean, I've done freelance articles for PTSD magazine, which is a magazine that talks about PTSD, obviously, and a large portion of that is involving the military. So it's just it's something that a lot of our servicemen have to deal with, and everywhere that we can offer a helping hand along those lines, we should be doing it, because we don't do nearly enough for our veterans.
Yeah, and Camp Hope does such a great job. I mean, people who go over there and serve our country shouldn't be homeless when they come back. And it's a cool thing that they do. It's cool what Travis and Chris are doing, and they're going to donate a bottle from every sale after this month as well. But please get out to the distillery. They're open 3 to 9 Thursday, Friday, and noon to 6 on Saturday. Anything you buy there, that money's going to go to help veterans. So, what else happened? What's going on with your Rockets? I mean, why the backtrack from Daryl Morey? Why the, how does this contract stuff get so public?
That's the way Tim Fertitta rolls. Because there's, especially the last week situation with when they decided not to give Mike D'Antoni an extension, or they couldn't come to terms on an extension, there's no need for a press conference. Nothing happened. As you know, our standard at the Chronicle, we call them news conferences, not press conferences. But they're not for the press. They're for news. There was no news. Nothing actually happened. And throughout history, darn near, there would never have been a gathering to say we didn't, you know, come to a new contract agreement with our head coach. But Tim Fertitta, he likes to talk. He likes to hear himself talk. He likes to be in the news. He likes making news. And he's good for us. I mean, it's click-worthy in that sense. The funny thing to me was they put out something and described everything, and they were all above board. Then D'Antoni's agent said, no, that's not accurate. They didn't tell the whole story. He told Jonathan Fagan a little bit more. Daryl Morey confirmed what the agent said. And then a couple of days later, the agent and Morey said, wait a minute, we got it wrong. So they don't even know what they're arguing about. That makes it entertaining, but it has little to do with basketball. It will have something to do with basketball, though, in the next few weeks, because when they're out trying to make trades and trying to lure free agents and get players to come here, players are going to go, well, who am I playing for? You know, clearly you have a head coach who's not going to be here after this year unless he goes to the final and wins the championship, it seems, and yeah, fans all with that. Oh, yeah, that's right. You should draw the line. Championship or bust. You know, that'll light a fire under D'Antoni. You don't think he's been trying to win a championship the last couple of years? He's doing the best he can.
Jerome Solomon is our guest. What do you think of the finals so far?
entertaining, you know. More entertaining than I expected. You know, Toronto has put up a decent fight. They let one get away there. I mean, that game two was theirs, and I think it would have been really fascinating to see the Warriors try to come back from down 0-2, something they haven't had to do in the midst of this run for the last 5 years. But they're so hurt and so beat up. I can't see any way that Klay Thompson's going to be able to play in game three, and I would expect they probably wouldn't play him in game four either, just wait until game five on Monday night so he can get a full stretch of time, and he might not get back to 100% in the series at all. Hamstrings don't work that way. So, and Durant, when is he coming back, and how effective will he be when he gets back? Everybody's talking about, you know, DeMarcus Cousins and how he played fairly well the other night. I don't think he looked good. So I wouldn't be surprised if he has a terrible game or two in the rest of the series. So we have a series here, mostly because the Warriors are not the Warriors right now.
Do we not give enough credit to Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, the dude can go. He really can. But he gets enough credit. He doesn't get extra credit because he's not a personality. Well, he has no personality. He's not a personality. He doesn't talk, so he doesn't. And he was in, you know, quiet as everything in San Antonio on top of it, so that didn't help much. And he also hasn't been a dominant player in the regular season. I mean, he's not a guy who, you know, leading, threatening to win MVP and leading the league in scoring and all of that. He's good enough to do that, especially in the playoffs. He's been dominant this playoff run, but he hasn't had a dominant playoff run in 5 years. You know, and the last time he'd been this deep in the playoffs was, you know, 5 years to 2014 or something. So, and the year he won the MVP in the NBA Finals, he only averaged like 15 points a game. So he's been that good, but he, you know, he's not the regular season superstar that you look for in being the best player in the game. And that's why we leave him out of that discussion, but he deserves to be in it.
That's Jerome Solomon, and tell the people about Houston Sports Show if they haven't got on it yet, how they can, and what you guys are doing with that, because it's a very cool show if you hadn't seen it. Our buddy Barry Laminack's on it. Give the people the rundown.
Every Sunday night, 11:30 on Channel 2, and it really is growing. In the last few weeks, the ratings have been off the chart, and people have been really excited about it, and we broke some news on it. I don't know if you've been prepping for the show and on the air here, but even today, ran a story in the Chronicle on an official who's one of the top, maybe the best football referee in the state of Texas, Mike Atkinson, and a bunch of tapes of him using the N-word liberally. And so that was in the Chronicle, but it was on Houston Sports Show first, and that's the kind of stuff we have on news side. We slip that in, but mostly it's about entertainment. We try to have a good time, try to have fun, and we can do whatever we want. So we can bring, you know, Travis Whitmire on and drink some whiskey and have a good time with the show. It's Houston's show. It's Houston's sports show. It's easy to remember, and we want people to check it out and let everybody else know.
Yeah, this is the coolest thing about it is this really is Jerome's baby, so he gets to do what he wants, which is cool.
Yeah, when I get to do what I want, you know, anything's subject to happen.
All right, man.
If I get it on after midnight, it's going to get real fancy. Nothing good happens after midnight, right?
Oh, no. You'll so be getting arrested on the way home. Hey, man, appreciate the time. And, you know, people, check out the show. Great stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, thanks. Jerome Solomon. All right. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I guess we have the gem of the day, or the yem of the day, as I like to call it.
That'd be the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day?
It would be. It's where AJ makes his appearance. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Somebody said, just heard Holly on the show and off work. Why is there not a live stream? There is. It's on Twitch. It's on ESPN975.com. Hey, head out to the second annual MicroZears Heisman Players Weekend, June 20th through the 23rd, all benefiting the MicroZear Cancer Foundation, a weekend full of former Heisman winners and fun events, including 36 holes of championship golf at Black Horse Golf Club, a father-son lunch with the athletes, plus a memorabilia show at the Wyndham. For more information and to reserve your spots now, head to hometeamevents.org. Also, just wanted to point out that if you are signed up for the golf tournament, still on for the moment, check in the morning. If we have to, if the weather sucks and we have to move it, it'll be June the 19th. So there you go. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we're going to go to Iowa, where an Iowa couple decided they were going to leave their young children at home, which probably not a good idea, right? And go on a bike ride. And somewhere during this, they decided they were going to have sex in the middle of a bike trail.
Oh, this story turned south quickly.
Yeah. Rebecca Mecca, 31, and Daniel Walsher, 32.
What's her name?
Rebecca Mecca.
Is she a pop star?
No. And
her mom was.
If you look at her photo, she's not much of...
Yeah.
We're arrested around 1 a.m. when a patrolman discovered them lying on the ground in a park in an Iowa City suburb. I didn't know Iowa City was big enough to have suburbs, but okay. Walsher's parents were pants were at his ankles while Mecca was on top of him completely nude. They were both, shocker, intoxicated. They told police they had left their children alone at Mecca's home. Walsher's son is 3.
Oh.
Mecca's daughter is 9. That's borderline. You know, babysitting. But both these children clearly cannot fend for themselves, the officer said. So she must be kind of a not smart 9-year-old.
Like foraging for food?
I don't know.
Fend for themselves.
Well, they were arrested for child endangerment, aggravated misdemeanor, and public intoxication.
Not wise.
Walsher, whose blood alcohol content was more than 2 times the legal limit, reportedly told cops that he had consumed several glasses of boxed wine.
Ew.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's funny.
What kind of glass do you think he's drinking that boxed wine out of? I bet it wasn't.
That's a cup. It's not a glass. Yeah. It's a cup.
Yeah. I consume several solo cups worth.
Yeah. That's a plastic cup. They're locked up in jail in advance of a court appearance. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, well, that could easily lead into a discussion of weirdest place you've ever done it, which I'm not.
Fred, you share first with the class.
No, I'm not going to.
I already shared my weird feet fetish.
Yeah, thing, so. Well, I don't know what you consider weirder. Outside balcony of a hotel, swimming pool, or airplane?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Airplane seats or airplane laboratory? No,
it was a private plane.
Oh.
So.
Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was way back in the day. Back when I knew people who had private planes.
A private plane.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Hey, is that my man, Lawyer Dave? Get Lawyer Dave on here. What the hell are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great, Fred. Hey, Holly.
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
Long time no see. Are you getting a little too proud to hang out with Fred and me from time to time?
Never.
Okay, well, we've called you a couple of times when we're going to have a cocktail, and no Holly.
I don't believe this.
You must, no,
you
listen.
You must be hanging out with some fat, rich guys.
Yeah.
I cannot.
You're getting Cody aroused over here, so...
Well, he's a young guy. He's easily aroused, Fred. Remember those days?
No.
Oh, my God.
Me neither.
Oh, man. So what's going on, buddy?
Well, nothing too much. Got home a little early tonight. I'm going to fertilize my lawn, hoping it's going to rain like crazy.
Well, I think you're going to get your wish if Steven the weather guy is right. So, but yeah, we'll try to drag Holly out, but she's off my invite list. Her and Stevie D from Culture Map, who I've invited both of them to about 100 things, and like they've shown up for 1 out of 100. So yeah, they're pretty much off my invite list now.
Rude.
Yeah, the next 200, maybe you'll go to one. Whoa, yeah. Mostly my
Holly, you can redeem yourself, darling.
I will. I'm going to. Yeah,
well, she's gonna have to show up uninvited. That's what I told Stevie D. He doesn't get invited anymore, so he's just gonna have to. He's gonna have to make an effort to find out where we're gonna be and then show up. That's how he gets invited.
I'm an A1 stalker. I'll find y'all.
Well, it's pretty easy to find.
That's a true test of loyalty.
Yeah, everybody knows where we are every Thursday night after the show. It's not hard. So.
Fair enough.
It's easy. Hey, Fred, I ordered your shirt today.
Awesome.
Just like you wanted it.
Awesome. I will. Yep. I'm looking forward to it, and cannot wait. Got everything set up except the entry fee. I'm doing that online tomorrow, and we're ready to rock and roll. So,
tasty. Well, good hearing from you, Holly, and the new chap. I think you got a lot of what it takes to be a success in the business. And Fred, it's always good talking to you, my friend.
You too, man. Thanks for thanks for calling.
Bye, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. See y'all later. Bye.
All right. Yeah, Dave is LawyerDave.com. He's sponsoring my entry into the World Series of Poker. I'll be wearing a Lawyer Dave shirt.
Nice.
So, yeah, and you know, Cody's done this for a while. He's pretty good. So somebody says Subway bathroom. And for a quickie on the beach. Okay.
That sounds unsanitary.
Well, unsanitary, okay, granted, you know. Let me see. Oh, yeah, bathroom at a campsite. That's happened. That was pretty unsanitary, but there was nowhere else to go. Yeah, that's probably my highlights.
I'm old. Old people have sanitary sex. I don't the dirty, weird stuff. I just can't. Unless you have like a whole lot of hand sanitizer and stuff.
See, like beach sex is the worst because then you get that.
There's sand everywhere.
Yeah, wet sand all up in your stuff. Oh. No, it's true.
Shout out to my family listening. Hello.
Yeah, your family lives down there. I guarantee you they all know all about it.
Oh, gross.
Oh, come on. Especially Galveston beach sex because you're probably getting some of that seaweed in there.
Like especially my sister with all her children. So I'm sure that she's been to the beach. I have a niece and nephew out of all that.
Jellyfish.
Sea lice. Did you know we have sea lice?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Dead catfish probably showing up somewhere in that.
Gross.
All right. On that
disgusting
note. What?
This has been a very, very sanitary.
You've never. Okay, never mind. Hey, guys, I have to tell you, are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates in the double digits? Well, guess what? You can be smart. Pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards. Probably 18 to 20%. I'm not good at math, but that's a lot more than 5.95%. You could save thousands of dollars in interest depending on how much you have on the cards. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000, how about this, to $100,000. And there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, LightStream's a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you have complete peace of mind. So easy to get on there and check it out and see if you can get approved. You want to save even more? How about this? An additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/FRED. That's LightStream.com/FRED. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
So I'ma hit the highway and glide at a cold 55 with nothing on my mind but the blessings of life. Gonna go for a ride today. Yeah, I'm gonna go for a ride today. Yeah, I'm gonna go for a ride today.
ESPN 97.5.